Monte Teo, the Notre Dame linebacker, has had an incredibly emotional year. He was the runner-up for the Heisman Trophy, played in the national championship game. And his grandmother died on the same day his girlfriend was lost to leukemia. Except she wasn't. The girlfriend didn't exist, even though Teo, his family, and the media gave the relationship a lot of attention.
So what really happened and what's the fallout? Eric Wemple is the media reporter for The Washington Post. Hiya, Eric.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, good. I think we're all scratching our heads over this one. It's really a sort of stunning story. Can you headline it for people who still aren't familiar with what happened?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Star linebacker tells story about fake girlfriend, gets a ton of positive press about it, almost wins the Heisman Trophy, and then the balloon pops. That's basically it. I mean, it is the story of the year, and we're only January 17th.
Talk about what we know about Teo's complicity in all this, whether he was devising this story to get just media attention for a Heisman run, whether he was duped in a hoax. It seems like we're all over the board here.
Yes. This is something that is, you put your finger right on it. We don't know yet, although it appears to be a very difficult narrative for them to say that Monte Teo did not have knowledge or was not complicit in some way with this hoax, simply because he led the world to believe that this was a really dear relationship that he had. No matter what, he never met her. He said that it was only an online relationship. So the only way this could be such a dear relationship is he develops that emotional attachment online on the phone. He let the rest of the world, at the very least, go away with the impression that they had a very intense and personal relationship, which is impossible. It was a technological relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. But even that's up for grabs, right? The dad said that they actually met before. I mean, there's even some question as to whether or not he said he'd physically met her.
Well, he did say that he will see her again, which would imply that he has seen her already. And we know that she never existed. That much we know. We don't know to what degree he was really taken by all this online chicanery, right? We don't know to what degree he was, you know. It has been reported that people on the team or people at Notre Dame also talked to this woman, this alleged woman, on the phone. So there is a whole lot of mystery about exactly what went down. And who was involved, who was complicit. And this story is going to last a long time as a result.
Eric, we only have 30 seconds here, but since you're a media reporter, talk about the media's role in perpetuating this story without checking it out.
It's a felony. It's a mass felony on part of the media, simply because they love the narrative of the heroic player overcoming adversity. This was just such a way to draw viewers and readers into sports, and it was cheesy from the beginning. It's a standard trope in sports journalism, and it's harmful to the entire industry. It's terrible.
All right. Well, we'll probably be checking in with you again on this one.
I would love it.
All right. Thanks a million. Great having you. That's Eric Wemple. He's the Washington Post's media reporter.